I'm just going to go ahead and say it, ladies and gentlemen. I know Mr. McGovern is a humble man, and he doesn't necessarily like being put on parade like this, but we have with us a genius and a great American who is telling us what kind of problems we not only are but will be facing with regards to these wars for Israel. Now, Mr. McGovern, before the break, I was asking you, first of all, about Iran's capability. What kind of harm can she do, particularly to oil shipping and whatnot? How is this going to have a domino effect on our economy? And number two, if you would please, bring up that other gorilla in the room that people, at least in the mainstream media today, don't want to talk about, and that is Russia and how she is going to respond likely to this attack on Iran.
Well, the best source and one of our veteran intelligence professionals for sanity is Scott Ritter, a Marine major. He knows war, and he knows capabilities, and he knows the Middle East like the palm of his hand. He has written a recent article about 3 weeks ago now in Truth Dig, which goes specifically into what the Iranians could do militarily, and it's substantial. As you pointed out, Mark, it's very different from the situation with respect to Iraq, like night and day. My major concern is that were the balloon to go up, were Iran to be attacked, it could easily send waves of Revolutionary Guards across the border into Iraq, sever our lines of communication and resupply between Kuwait and Baghdad, and take hostage. Now, I use that word advisedly, hostage. Not 52 diplomats in the U.S. Embassy in Tehran this time, but let's say 52,000 U.S. troops cut off from their supply lines, in no way able to be resupplied with the surrounded Iranian troops. That is big, and that is why I'm convinced Admiral Fallon quit. He saw what happened in Gaza when Cheney and Elliot Abrams ran the show. Idiot policy. And he didn't want to be on the receiving end of an idiot order saying, attack Iran. And so he spoke out in full knowledge that he might be cashiered with the slight hope that he might prevail. He didn't prevail. He was cashiered. And that's just fine with Admiral Fallon because it takes him out of the danger of having either to refuse an order, even though it's an illegal order, or be out of the loop. And he's out of the loop now, and I'm just hoping that Admiral Mullen is made of the same cloth. And I am convinced that the only thing that has prevented an attack on Iran so far has been the senior uniformed military of our country, and we owe them a debt of gratitude for that, and we owe them our prayers that they can continue to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your second thing about Russia and China, you know, Russia is a capitalist now. I was talking to a very distinguished, very senior Russian producer. I was on Russian TV recently, and I said, you know, aren't you people bothered about the prospect of an attack on Iran? And he said, well, you know, it's mixed feelings because we've got all this oil, and you know if that means that we make twice as much money on the oil that we have, you know, be our guest, get more embedded in that. You're not going to win anything. You'll get more tied down, and we will, relatively speaking, become more powerful and certainly more wealthy. Now, that's the Russians. Now, I'm not sure how many of the Russians look at that, but I am surprised at how little the Russians have said. Now, with respect to China, that's a different horse of a different color. They depend a lot on Iranian oil and natural gas, and I'm very worried at what their reaction would be were we to start a war with Iran, because this would affect them deeply in terms of desperately needed energy supplies.
Ray, there is that blast of music. Oh, boy. Anyway, we'll be back in 3 minutes to continue this fascinating discussion. Everybody, stay tuned. We have Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, and we will be hitting some very heavy topics today. Don't go away.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
There we go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. And again, our special guest is Ray McGovern. And, of course, co-host Mark Glenn of American Free Press. And I guess he's graduating from cup reporter to number one reporter here in a few days.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, you got to be. But, Ray, I got to ask you a couple questions here, and then I'll let Mark take it on again. But my first question is that the USS Liberty crew has had a theory for years and years and years why our government did not come and help us. And that, of course, that is the conspiracy theory that these two countries, were in on it together. And I know we talked about this a little bit earlier. But do you believe that the government of Israel has us behind the eight ball or the short hairs, as I might say, in a blackmail situation? And my other question is that as George Ball said, and you quoted him a little while ago, and I had the pleasure of talking with George Ball on the phone one time, but he said that if our allies, Israel, can get by with murdering Americans, they can almost get by with anything. And if you would please, Ray, give me your thoughts on those two questions. I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Let me pick up on the last one first, Phil. Murdering Americans. June 8, 1967, that happened. Okay. 34 of your colleagues, crew members on that ship. Over 170 wounded, okay? Well, we can have courageous people like Jimmy Carter and Mearsheimer and Walt speak out, writing books about how Israel has inordinate influence over our body politic. But when people like Mearsheimer and Walt do not even mention the USSD incident, yeah, I just really scratch my head, because it was then, it was on June 8th, 1967, that Israel learned that it could literally get away with murder. And the President of the United States, the Congress, even the uniformed military, to their extreme dishonor, would cooperate in this for decades, okay? That's the lesson of the USS Liberty, the very sad lesson, and it continues to this day. Not only is Israel doing these kinds of things still, well, let's take 2 summers ago when they attacked Lebanon with no real provocation at all, killed over 1,000 Lebanese citizens and pretty much destroyed the infrastructure, that part of Lebanon. And what do? We not only encouraged them to do that, but we deliberately delayed a ceasefire. So those kinds of things continue to happen. With respect to your first question, what did you mean by blackmail? That would help me if you would spell out what you mean.
I would be glad to, Ray. What I meant by blackmail is this. We, the crew, have thought, and of course this is just a theory, Ray, but we just never could figure out why our government recalled the rescue aircraft when they knew we were under attack. And we were under attack by unmarked jet aircraft. Now, Johnson did not know who was attacking us, but he recalled the jet aircraft even before we knew who was attacking us. So how did he know who was attacking us when he recalled the jet aircraft? So our theory was, well, he had to be in on it to know who was attacking us. And so, and the blackmail part of it is, well, Israel could always come back and say, hey, listen, your government cooked this up. We just followed through with it. And we just wondered if that it seems like a possibility in your mind.
Yeah, everything's possible, Phil. Frankly, I hadn't really given that much thought, mostly because the influence that Israel already had in 1967 over our body politic would have led, in my view, President Johnson to act, you know, the supreme, the consummate politician in precisely the way he did. As, you know, as astounding as that is when you look at it, it doesn't take much imagination to say, well, he weighed the greater equities and he just couldn't be in the position, as he put it, of, you know, criticizing our, quote, ally, end quote, of perpetrating this kind of deal. So you may be right. Who am I to dispute that? It's all speculation, but it seemed to me that this was a terribly crass instance of LBJ and the rest of our government bowing to Israeli pressure.
If I could, I hate to be the fly in the ointment here, but I'm going to ramp this up a little bit, Ray. You know, Phil was talking about blackmail, and of course we always associate blackmail with bringing forth embarrassing information, and certainly Israel could have brought forth this thing with the USS Liberty. Basically, it is either tacitly or openly threatened the United States, every president since that time, to say, listen, you know, you will not do anything with regards to this attack, or else we will just let everybody know that we were doing this under your orders. That's number one. But what I'm concerned about, Ray, is, you know, Moshe Dayan, who was, I believe, the defense minister of Israel during the time that Israel was attacked, he was once quoted saying, Israel has to be like a mad dog, too dangerous to bother. Now, we also have a quote from Martin Van Creveld, who is a military historian who teaches in Israel, and he once quipped that Israel isn't the 13th most powerful military in the world, but probably the third or fourth, that she's armed to the teeth, nuclear weapons, and that she could hit every European capital with nuclear weapons if she wanted to. Now, given his prominence in Israel, for him to have made a statement like this, much in the same vein as Benny Morris did in that New York Times op-ed piece that he wrote a few weeks ago, he wouldn't be saying things like this unless he knew openly or tacitly that he had approval from the power elites in Israel. Now, what I'm saying is this, that this issue of blackmail goes way beyond simply threatening to release embarrassing information. We know from Seymour Hersh's book, The Samson Option, that it is part of Israeli protocol that if it appears as if she is going to go down, she's going to take the world down with her. So what I'm asking you, and of course this is purely, I assume, speculation on your part, is Israel holding a nuclear sword of Damocles over the heads of our leaders? Is this one of the reasons why they are willing to just bend over backwards for Israel, is that they actually fear nuclear annihilation on the part of the United States from her?
Well, those are good questions. First off, Dayan was the defense minister, then you're quite right. Martin von Krefeld, he's the only foreign official of his type, intelligence policy official, that is required reading by U.S. Armed Forces, by the way. That's kind of interesting. Now, with respect to your main question here, Israel has, most people believe, some 200 nuclear weapons at least, probably 300. It is not right to say that Israel has not acknowledged this, although that continues to be in the mainstream press. It has acknowledged it. Olmert referred to the fact that Israel was a nuclear power. Now, Olmert is still the prime minister of Israel. That should be enough for the foreign corporate press to come around on. So the question is, do they threaten others, Western Europe or other people who might be in range? Well, you know, by virtue of the fact of having these weapons, of course, but it stretches my imagination beyond the breaking point to think that they would be either overtly or subtly threatening West European governments with a nuclear strike against them as a way of blackmailing them. That's a little bit farther than I would go. What I would say is that when you have Benny Morris on the editorial page of the New York Times, this is an outrage, because what he is saying is that, you know, Israel is going to have to attack Iran, and, you know, it probably won't be able to clean that thing up without using nuclear weapons. Now, there is nuclear blackmail, in my view. In other words, saying to the United States, look, if we get into this fight, this war, and you don't help us with your conventional weaponry and these blockbusters and so forth, well, you know, we're going to let the nuclear genie out of the bottle, and then God knows what's going to happen. So that would be the way nuclear blackmail would come into play, in my view, and not the other way.
Now, you mentioned Olmert and the fact that, you know, he is prime minister as of right now. However, he has also announced that he is not going to be running for re-election. Now, we have, at least by conventional means here, it looks as if we have two main candidates who stand a good chance of winning. And one of them is Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, you know, of all the characters that that have inspired fear in me over the years, Netanyahu, for whatever reason, I know that, you know, his willingness to inflict brutality on people is really no different than any of the leaders that we've seen come and go in recent years. However, you know, I do see in Netanyahu a particularly dangerous individual. If he does become prime minister of Israel, what do you see happening as a result of this?
Netanyahu.com? Yeah, I'm trying to make a joke out of this because it scares me. It scares me to death. Netanyahu is the fellow for whom Douglas Feith, Richard Perl, and David Wormser wrote that sterling essay, A Clean Break, A New Strategy for Securing the Realm. Yeah. Note the word realm, and I guess we need to come back to that because it speaks to the imperialist designs of the folks who drafted that document for Netanyahu.
Okay, everybody stay tuned. We will be right back after this break. And, oh man, what a great show. Everybody stay tuned.
Heart heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this exciting August the 2nd, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. We have some calls that we want to start bringing up, Ray. I wish we had all day to talk with you, because you are literally a bottomless pit of information and analysis. But
Mark,
for the sake of, yes.
May I ask Ray one question before we take the other callers, please?
Sure.
Ray, thank you again. I just, you know, been listening to you, and again, I was thinking about George Bush and, you know, what he's done to this country in the last 7.5 years. I just look back, I can't imagine how it could get any worse, but as I see he's got 5.5 months left, I can see how much worse it can get with the Iran situation. And another thing I wanted to mention, Ray, I know that the USS Liberty survivors, because we tell the truth, we get labeled as anti-Semitic, Jew haters and Nazis for just telling the truth, for trying to get the truth out. You know, we didn't kill anybody, we didn't wound anybody, we didn't hurt anybody. We were on international waters just doing our job, as America told us to, our government told us to. And I just wondered, Ray, if you would comment on that, and if you ever been labeled, or has anybody ever tried to give you a hard time with bad names or anything as such as that?
Well, the answer to that is yes, Phil. When I testified before the Conyers Rump Committee in the basement of the White House, the only room that they would give us, the Republican-dominated Congress, That was on June 16th, I believe, 05. It had to do with the Downing Street Memoranda. And after we ad nauseum talked about, you know, the reason for the attack on Iraq was not weapons of mass destruction and it was not ties between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, one of the congressmen said, well, you know, could somebody please tell me why we attacked Iran? Why we attacked Iraq? And I looked at Joe Wilson and Cindy Sheehan and the other fellow, John Bonifaz. Nobody seemed very interested. I had been talking for a whole year about that. So I said, well, I'll tell you what I've been telling university audiences for the last year, and that is the acronym OIL. O for oil, I for Israel, and L for the logistics, the permanent military bases that the neocons consider necessary to fulfill the first two objectives. Well, the whole tenor of the conversation changed. Mouths dropped, okay? And I went on. I said, now, I know that it's not politically correct to mention Israel in this connection, but Israel was a main motivating factor. Look at the neoconservatives. And look what General Scowcroft, who was National Security Advisor to the first President Bush and head of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board to the second President Bush. While chair of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, Scowcroft saw fit to go to the Financial Times and say the following. Ariel Sharon, Israeli President, Prime Minister at the time, has George Bush wrapped around his little finger. He has our president mesmerized. Now, those were Scowcroft's words, and he was cashiered, of course, the next week. But why would he go to the Financial Times, this consummate bureaucrat who never said anything to the press that he did not fully intend to say, why did he go to the Financial Times and say those things? The only answer I can come up with is that he thought it was essential that the American public know about these things. And, of course, the American public never learned because it was never picked up in the fawning corporate media. So those are real realities. Now, what happened to me? One journalist for the Washington Post followed me out of the room. I was on my way to the Lehrer show, and he said, why are you so anti-Semitic? I said, anti-Semitic? Give me a break. I'm from the Bronx. Why'd you say those things about it? Well, the next day he crucified me in the Washington Post, saying I was an anti-Semite. And guess what? Howard Dean, I know this for a fact, we had to go back into the office to field all these terrible, terrible calls he was getting from AIPAC and other Jewish organizations. And he issued a statement that evening saying I was an anti-Semite and that nobody should pay any attention to me. Meanwhile, Nadler and several other Congress people put their own things together. Now, I don't need any money. I'm not running for any office. And so I'm a free agent. And I can speak my mind and I can follow the old ethos of the CIA Analytical Corps, which was to speak the truth without fear or favor. Now, just getting back to the beginning of your question, the fact that the folks who level these charges of anti-Semitism, the fact that they would level them against you guys who witnessed the 2-hour attack on USS Liberty after Israeli planes every half hour reconnoitered the Liberty, saw the American flag and everything else. The fact that they would call you guys anti-Semitic is chutzpah to the nth degree. And I just I find it hard to restrain myself here. This is beyond the pale. You attack a ship, you kill 34 people, and then the people who survive, you say they're anti-Semitic because they didn't like being attacked. Give me one break.
Well, thank you, Ray, for saying that. And I'll tell you what, our forefathers that formed this country are rolling over right now, giving you a great big clap. I'll tell you that.
Well, thanks.
Let's see. I know we're going to get interrupted here in just a second, but I do want to let both of you fellows know, as well as the listeners out there, that we have at least two survivors on the line here, USS Liberty survivors, who want to speak with the esteemed Mr. McGovern. They're going to have to wait until after the break. Sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes. What a great show. I know I keep saying that, but I just can't help it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for this last half hour of today's show. Again, I want to thank RBN for giving Phil and me the opportunity to do this program. And, of course, thank our special guest, Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst. We have now three survivors, in addition to Phil, our co-host, from the USS Liberty, who'd like to speak with you, Ray. So I'm going to go ahead and start bringing them up. And the first is Gary Brummett, who was president of the Liberty Veterans Association. Gary, come on up.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
I want to thank Mr. McGovern for being on this morning. I must say this has been one of the most enjoyable programs I've ever listened to. I have a question or something I want to just throw out there, and I want to see what you think about it. I'll make an observation before I ask the question. You mentioned about Russia not seeming to be too interested or saying too much about our conflict with Iran. Naturally, Russia's got the largest proven natural oil reserves of 27% of world production. So the further we get bogged down, the higher the price goes, the stronger Russia becomes, the more oil they can sell. Now, when Israel attacked the Liberty and got a free pass, I think the dynamics changed a great deal for this country. And what I mean by that is I don't think North Korea would have ever attacked the Pueblo had it not been for the fact that Israel was allowed to get away with what they did to us. Now, what I want to ask you, China and its dealings with Iran, as you mentioned, is a different dog entirely. What would happen, say, let's call this collateral damage. What would happen if China decided in September, October, if something happens, hey, we want Taiwan back. America's bogged down over there in the Middle East, so let's go take it. Do you have an opinion on such a scenario as that, sir?
Well, it's a ever-present danger. It depends on how the Chinese leaders look at the world, and I suspect they look at it in a longer-term historic inevitabilities kind of thing. In other words, I think that they see it as inevitable that Taiwan will eventually become part of China in an integral sense, and whether they would see this as an opportunity to force the issue with a formidable U.S. retaliatory capability, you know, not to speak of ICBMs, but to speak about the naval force we have in the Seventh Fleet, is kind of debatable. But it is a danger when they see a stretch. You know, let's say there's a third front that Admiral Fallon has greatly feared and spoken out about three times in public over the last month. How about a fourth front, huh? How about a fourth front in the Far East? Well, Mullen, if I said Fallon, I meant Mullen. What Mullen has warned about, you know, is real enough. But then when he blithely says, we still have troops we can send, well, that's not quite right. We don't still have troops we can send. That's one of the problems in Afghanistan. We don't have enough troops, and the Navy can do just so much without the Marines. So it's a good question you ask, whether the Chinese would be emboldened to do something like that. On balance, I don't think that they would right now, but it's a danger that the military certainly have to plan against, and that's why Mullen and his associates are fighting a rearguard action against the likes of Cheney, who have no concept. You remember Cheney saying during Vietnam he had other priorities rather than to enlist or to let himself be drafted, so he got five deferments. Those are the kinds of people we're dealing with.
Gary,
do you have anything else?
Beg your pardon?
I said, did you have anything else?
Well, I could ask 9,000 questions, but that's all I wanted to ask. And I thank Mr. McGovern for being there. I would love to talk to him sometime.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, Gary, and to talk to your colleagues. And
I would hope maybe you would give Mark a phone number I could call and talk to you in private sometime if you have the time.
Be happy to do that.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's bring up Gene Owens, another survivor of the Liberty. Gene, come on.
Hello, Phil.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good, thank you, sir.
Mark, Phil, both of you, that's a good show y'all putting on today.
Well, Ray gets all the credit.
I got some questions, and it ain't about Israel, and it ain't about anybody else. If you don't want me to ask it, I want to ask it. It's about one of our shipmates, so-called.
Okay. Go ahead, Gene.
Okay. If we are so crazy and such wackos and all this stuff, and Mr. Ennis seems to be calling us, and y'all are a bunch of Jew haters and everything, why is all of these people that's pretty high up in this country getting on our radio station?
Phil, I'm going to let you field that one, okay? This is a family squabble, and I'm kind of an outsider here.
Okay, I can answer that pretty easily. To be honest with you, Gene, the reason that we rate the caliber of people such as Ray McGovern on this radio show is because of the topic, and we're telling the truth. And the truth, the old saying is the truth will overcome, and that's why we're so very fortunate to have so many great people like Paul Craig Roberts and Congressman McCluskey and Congressman I forget his name. We had him
Hostetler.
On the other. Yeah, thank you, Hostetler, and many, many others. And so that's basically it. We tell the truth, and people love the truth, and we don't worry about insignificant people like Jim Ennis because he's not in the equation.
Well, I worry about him because the SOB call us all wackos and crazies and everything else, even people up in our government. And just because he's in bed with the the Israel. It don't mean that we all are. And he can take that SOB any way he wants to. Sorry, old boy, or son of a bitch, because I don't feel that I'm crazy.
Wow. Okay. All right, Gene, thank you for your call. Always good to hear from you. Okay, let's bring up Ron Kukul from the USS Liberty. Ron, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good, Mark. Long time no see, huh?
Yeah, just about an hour and a half, huh?
I'm into that. I got a quick question. Now, Gary Brundtland, if you're listening, you stole my thunder, you son of a gun. And I know I'm going to get a call after this radio program's over with, but kind of stole my thunder a little bit because I had a million-dollar question for Mr. McGovern. The question was, if I had $1 million to bet, I would bet that you will answer this question word for word, pull it right out of my mind, and I would win the bet. I was standing in the chow hall at the Hot Springs VA Hospital in January of 1968 when I heard that the Pueblo was captured. You have any idea what was the first thing that went through my mind?
Probably what Gary already said, namely that if the right thing were done when the Liberty was attacked, that no one would have dared to intercept and capture the Pueblo.
Yeah, I just won my bet. Wasn't exactly word for word, but I think it would have been good enough. Just one other thing, one other statement I'd like to make. I happen to be from Wyoming, and I know Vice President Cheney was a senator in Wyoming, and I know he goes into Jackson every so often. And so here's my offer to Vice President Cheney, and all honor to his office. I would like to give him a little input next time he flies into Jackson about what I saw as the petty officer in charge of body recovery and identification back on June 8th, 1967. If you'd like a little rundown, I think it would be my honor. I'd even pay for my own gas over there to Jackson. Probably enough said here, but it's an honor to have met you, Mr. McGovern. Thank you so much for the time that you've taken to get on this program. So there's my offer, and I just won my money, so thank you very much.
Well, Ron, before you leave, I think that your offer is right on the money. And to the degree you could get your colleagues or other folks who are interested in the truth in Wyoming to give you this opportunity and to get some publicity locally there, I would help finance your flight to Jackson and to Jackson Hole or wherever it is. And I think that's exactly what we need to do. We need to get into these people's faces and expose the kinds of policies that they continue to pursue despite what happened to the USS Liberty.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGovern. It's a short drive for me. I'm financially able to take care of that, and actually I just left Mark's home this morning up here in northern Idaho for a couple of good reasons. I drove up here, and yeah, I sure like to give him my input, but thank you for giving that a little bit of a boost. Quite a little bit of a boost, and I'm all high on credibility, Mr. McGovern, and I might make one more statement real quick here then get off. I'm sure there might be some other callers, but if they think for one moment that the USS Liberty veterans don't have any credibility, and especially the CTs, and I take nothing away from the ship's company, but the CTs in particular were the most trusted people in the United States government who handled classified material on a regular basis, whose background was checked, I think, as much as two generations back when we got our security clearances. So if they want to put us in that category of wackos, I don't know how they could possibly conceive that. I'm really high on the credibility issue, and we can prove our credibility. And I'll stand on my background. I'll stand on my what I've done in the past. And if they want pointers, it ain't going to do much good. So thank
you. Before you go, Ron, credibility is incredibly important. And what I would do is everything one can to stack up Ward Boston against a fellow named John McCain slash J. Crystal.
because McCain should be made to pay for that move, because it was so transparently aimed at currying favor with AIPAC.
Absolutely. Well, again, I thank you very much.
Ron, have a safe trip.
I'm out of here, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Ray, to follow up on that right quick, and I'll just be 1 second. You know when Barack Obama, Senator Clinton, and Senator McCain went in front of AIPAC and 2% of the vote in America, instead of going to the populace and groveling in front of AIPAC, I felt that was very sad and disingenuous and downright un-American. I couldn't believe they did that, but they did.
Well, politicians grovel before that lobbying institution, and it is one of the saddest parts of the body politic here in this country.
Absolutely.
Well, having said that, Ray, excuse me, where do you think this is all going? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know, you were an analyst, and your part of your job was to deliver the daily presidential briefing. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, the reason for intelligence is not just studying what happened in the past and what is happening in the present, but how it all relates to what is going to happen. And, of course, you know, we have discussed several scenarios here as to what may be happening in the very near future. But what I'm concerned about is are the far-reaching consequences of all this. Where do you think it is all really going to end up? I mean, even the most optimistic perusal of all of this stuff, still, going back to the word you used earlier, appears to be catastrophic.
Well, there are so many considerations to be taken into account here that's very difficult to be definitive. But intelligence analysts, unlike, you know, investigative reporters, and I cast no aspersions on investigative reporters. God, what would we do without Cy Hirsch or Bob Perry and those folks? But intelligence analysts are required to make pronouncements, draw judgments on the basis of insufficient and very often contradictory information. And so all I can say is that having watched this as closely as I can over the last several months, I see dual tendencies. What have we seen over the last couple of weeks? Well, we've seen contradictory information. We've seen an ultimatum given to Iran. I guess tomorrow is the deadline where they have to say yay or nay to ceasing their nuclear production, which is authorized under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And then we've seen kind of a relative silence on this business about all options being on the table, that we could attack Iran if we wanted to. My guess is that all those options being put on the table will start again next week, and that Cheney will prevail, and that Admiral Mullen will not quit, but will execute whatever orders Cheney and Elliot Abrams give them. And that's what worries me greatly. One thing that that no one takes into account is Bush's psychology, you know? How does he look at this? Well, he's never been held accountable for anything. Never. Not anything. He talks a bit tough business. He just gets bailed out at every turn, bailed out of the Texas Rangers, bailed out of his own oil company, bailed out of setting fires in his own home until he was 16. That's something not many people know. Getting out of shooting his siblings with a BB gun or blowing up frogs by putting explosives in their various orifices. Getting away with branding with a hot coat iron hanger. Pledges to his fraternity in Yale. Now that's 21 years old then, you know, that's not childhood prank. So getting away with waterboarding, he gets away with just about anything he wants. And so what's to prevent him from thinking that he can get away with starting a wider war in the Middle East? Well, Cheney's not going to prevent him from doing that, and Cheney is the guy he listens to. So my best judgment is that unless Admiral Mullen and his various deputies do what Elliot Richardson and Ruckelshaus did in quitting when Nixon ordered them to fire the special prosecutor, Archibald Cox. Unless they have the guts to quit and say, look, put our names on top of the retirement roll, we no longer will serve in a capacity which would force us to initiate a war that the Nuremberg Tribunal branded as a war of aggression, the worst international crime. And we're not going to do that. Unless they're prepared to do that, then I think we are on a course toward a wider war in the Middle East.
Okay, all right, there's that music indicating we're going to our last break of the day. Now, while we're on the break, Ray, I'd like you to consider this question. What about the provisions of the 25th Amendment? I think you know what I'm talking about here, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of today's show. As usual, we want to thank RBN for giving us this spot. Of course, thank our very special guest, Ray McGovern. To say that it was an honor and a pleasure having him on today is a serious understatement. Ray, before the break, I was asking you about the possibility, however slight, believe me, I'm grasping at straws here at whatever I can to maintain hope that we may not wind up going to war against Iran. about the provisions of the 25th Amendment. If memory serves me correctly, there is a provision of the 25th Amendment that enables the cabinet of the president to adjudicate that he is not a perfectly sound mind and that they can basically at least temporarily remove him from power, relieve him of duty, if they are unanimous in this agreement that he is not of perfectly sound mind. What do you think the possibilities of something like that happening are?
Well, I think, Mark, the insight you have about the president not being of perfectly sound mind is 100% accurate. With respect to the first part, I think the chances of the 25th Amendment being invoked are zero. Let me say it this way. I'm a Virginian, okay? George Mason, who was pretty much co-authored our Constitution and insisted that the Bill of Rights be adopted immediately, or he wouldn't sign the Constitution, and he did not sign the Constitution. He's buried about 5 miles down the Potomac from where I live, okay? And on a clear night with no crickets, I can hear George Mason moaning over in his grave. And I'm going, oh, no, we stayed in Philadelphia. We stayed in Philadelphia that hot summer. We made sure that impeachment was put in that Constitution 6 different times. And we knew that human nature being what it is, inevitably some president somewhere down the line would think that he could act like a king. And so, you know, we didn't need another revolution in such case. One is quite enough, thanks very much. And we didn't want, you know, sort of coups that happen in Latin America. So we put into this Constitution a orderly political procedure to be followed once president starts acting like a king. Now, we didn't think it would take 200 years, but it did. But the Constitution is there, and it's sacred. And what's wrong with these people? Why don't they do what they need to do? And the answer, of course, is pure politics, the fact that the Democrats have been told by their real smart political advisors, you know, like the ones that won for the last two presidential candidates, right? I speak in jest, of course, but these same political advisors are telling them, look, just don't do anything. Don't do anything that Fox News could present as a divisive tactic. And if you don't do anything and we go to the election, you're going to win really big. You're going to win the House. You're going to win more than 60 in the Senate. And, of course, you'll win the presidency. And so these political people rather than constitutional people, are failing to honor their oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. And their leaders, Jay Rockefeller, Nancy Pelosi, these people were informed about the torture and approved it. And so that's another reason why they won't permit impeachment. But impeachment is the only way to prevent this from happening. And Mullen would and the others would very much welcome the president being impeached so that they could avoid having to attack Iran.
Ray, I cannot thank you enough for coming on. God bless you for all of you have done. And gosh, I'm speechless at the quality of what you told us. Phil, steer us out of here, buddy.
Well, yeah, I will. Thank you, Ray. God bless you. And listen, we got to have you back again sometime. Remember, America, this is our country. Let's take it back. Let's follow the words of the great George Washington, and let's not fall prey to a third world country, as I call them. So anyway, we'll see you next week. Take care. God bless. We love you. Bye.
Men, are you